Today's daf is daf nun zayin, but we're still holding on nun vav amid beis, and we're about to start with a rousing.
Look, the highlighter commissioner.
Omar Rabbi Akiva, danti lifnei Rabbi Eliezer. As far as the halachas that the previous mishnayos clarified, and that is that a revi'is dam is, although it's betami be'oyah, a nozer is not megaleach. A nozer is only megaleach on a chatzi. Lug, not on a revius halug. Tremendous chiddush, one of the important distinctions between tumei she'anozer megaleach aleihem and tumei that is in the chayev hazoyer shlishi v'shvi. Of course, there were others. There was also the chatzika v'tzomeis, which was unique, and there was girl of a defek, which the nozer is not megaleach. But in any event, Rabbi Akiva disagreed with the halacha of revius dam. He felt that a nozer is megaleach, and the truth is, Rabbi Akiva held a nozer is megaleach afilu on tumas oyam of a revi'is dam. However, he was unable to prove that to the chachomim, and therefore he concentrated on the mago umasa of a revi'is dam. And he said, even the shitatchem, because consider, I said in front of Rabbi Eliezer, I said it doesn't make sense to me. Uma im etzem kiseora she'eno mitame adam ba'ohel. An etzem kisa'ora, the din is that a person has no tumas oil, he only can be tummy b'maga u'b'masa. And nonetheless, a nozer is megaleach in that case on maga u'masa. So a revid dam, which is very chamur, which is metamea dam ba'ohel, isn't it clear, eno din shiehe anazir megaleach al maga'a ve'almasa'a? To which I was shocked to hear Rabbi Eliezer reply, Maze Akiva, in the Ninkan mi Kavachomer. What the heck is the matter with you, Akiva? You can't use a Kavachomer here. Now, he did not explain himself, and I was rather taken aback. But when I went and said over the whole conversation to Rabbi Yoshua, Keshabati v'retzeti dvarim lifnei Rabbi Yoshua, he explained it to me, Amarli, Yafa Amarta. He wasn't saying there was anything wrong with your Kavachomer. Your Kavachomer is a great Kavachomer. The only problem is, you can't use it. Because Elakein Amru Halacha. The din over here is a derivative of Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. And you cannot apply Kavachomers to Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Rashi says elsewhere that the reason is that only the Torah Shebiksav was Nitan Lidoresh with the Midas Shatar Nidreshes. But things that were given over Baal Peh, the dinim of the Torah Nidreshes Behem are themselves a kabbalah of how to look at the Torah. They're not logic. Many of them are not logical. But nonetheless, the Torah says it was on this basis and the understanding of this level of interrelationship that they were given. But that's certainly not true when it comes to the halakha l'moshe mitzinai. And therefore, despite the fact that your Kal Vachomer was correct, it's not useful. Now, it's not clear what the reference was. The reference here, what we're saying is you can't use Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Disconnect the fan because it makes terrible noise. You can't use the Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Now, that could be because the data that you're using to prove the Chumrah is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. Or it may be because the din to what you're trying to prove it to is Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai. And that isn't clear. Which one was meant? So you boil it. When the Mishnah said over here that you cannot use the Kal Vachomer because it's Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, was he trying to say that the Etzem Kisa'ora, the din that a Nozer is a Megaleach on Etzem Kisa'ora, is not a derivative of a Pasuk? Because after all, the pashtus of the pasuk, it says, "Akol nafshot beit lo yavo." The pashtus is not to enter into an oyel, and therefore, I would have said, without further knowledge of halacha, I would have said, "Okay, so that excludes etzem kisa'ira, even though it's the metame, but it doesn't fit the bill of lo yavo, and therefore, it should be excluded." Comes along the halacha l'moshe mitzinai to say, "No, etzem kisa'ira is actually included in the din of Giluach Nazir." You want to take that data, which is given to you as Halacha L'Moshe Mitzinai, and use it as the basis of a Kal Vachomer to tell you what the din will be by revi'is dam. You cannot use data which were derived from a halacha to prove something about a given din in the Torah. And therefore, it's useless, your kal v'chomer. And that's way one way of understanding the objection to Rabbi Akiva. So what we're saying is, ein danin kal v'chomer mi halacha, from data which were given as a halacha. O dilma revi'id dam halacha. Maybe the point over here is that the din of revi'id dam, which is metame ba'olah, that is itself halacha lama shebisinai, because the pashtus of the pasuk, al kol nafshot meit, is not the way Rabbi Akiva gives over even a revi'is dam that comes from two meitim. Remember, that's how we dash in nafshot. But rather that the shiur of dam is sufficient to support life in two nefashot, which would mean you would need a chatzi log of dam, which is indeed a din by the nazir. Came along the halacha to tell you that no, actually the din is that a revi'is dam is betame be'oyo, and nafshot can be used therefore to tell me even of two meitim. But that means that the halacha itself is a halacha l'mashe mi'sinai. You're trying to use that as the chumrah to say that therefore the revi'is dam should also be a din in the giluach of the nazir. So that what you're learning out itself is a halacha l'mashe mi'sinai. You want to extend its dinim. You can't do that. So maybe that's the point. That the dilma revi'is dam is the halacha. The etzem kisa'ora, that is now the basis of the kal v'chomer. You're trying to apply the din of giluach nazir as it is true of a etzem kisa'ora. But ein danin kal v'chomer mehalacha, meaning, in this case, it doesn't mean from the datum, which was the halacha, but rather from that element of the chumra, which is the halacha. Now, here the chumra is, and it's betame ba'oyal. That tumi ba'oyal is the halacha. Therefore, you can't base that, can't use that as a basis for saying what the din would be, legabe the giluach of a nazir. There's two ways of understanding what the problem is of approaching with a kal v'chomer halacha l'beis shemisina. Says the Gemara, I'll prove to you which one is which. Toshma, it makes it very clear in the Braita, etzem kisa'ora halacha, u'revi'id dam kal v'chomer. So now we see the problem isn't the data which were being brought into the kal v'chomer, but the problem is the chumrah itself comes from halacha l'mashe mi'sinai, and therefore is not extendable by external data to say that a giluach nazir would also be implied by tuma v'ayam. Hadron alach kohen gadol. Shnei nizirim. She'amar lahem echad. Ra'iti echad michem shenitma. Ve'eni yodei aizem michem. So we have two nizirim over here who had no idea. And they have nothing to say about it. But in Eid Echad says, but I saw tumah fall on you. Or I saw you come in contact with the tumah. We're going to see what the case is later. But I didn't see which one it was. So, but one of you is Vadai Tame. So the din over there is, they got a problem. Each one of them is a Suffolk Nazir Tame. So what's he going to do? He's going to get to the end of his 30 days. He obviously can't do anything right now, because he may be in Don Zitar. Because Zitar can't be Megaleach for his Suffolk Tuma. So he'll have to wait the 30 days anyway. Comes to the end of the 30 days, now he's going to have to do a giluach, which is a suffik giluach taira, suffik giluach tuma. Fine. What does he do about his karbonas, though? So what he does is like this. Since neither of them are makhish the aid, they both come into this suffik. So they bring at the end of 30 days jointly a karbon tuma and a karbon taira. And what they say is, they don't really need to say this. If the carbon is brought on whomever it is required, so that's the general dinner carbonus, is that we don't have in mind a particular end, because that was Bezda made a takana to bring everything for whoever it is. So over here, basically what happens is that we're bringing the two carbonus conditionally, as if they're saying, some learn it means literally, Ima nihu tame, if I was the guy who was tame, so then this carbon tuma is mine, and this carbon tahora is yours. If I was the Tahor, then the Korban Tahorah is Shali, and the Korban Tumah is Shelcha. So that way, so far we got no problem. We're bringing the requisite number of Korbanot, and everything is great. Okay. Where we do get into a problem, yes, sir?
Chatos doesn't have to be on the person?
It is. It's on the person. We just don't know who the person is. L'shem, whosoever it is, that's called Lishma. As the Gemara in Zavakim explains. Now, they then have to wait another 30 days. And at the end of that 30 days, they'll need each one to do a new Giluach and to bring now a Korban Torah. Because one of them definitely required that carbon, right? So we don't know which one. What do we do? So they keep another 30 days. Umevi'im korban Torah. Now they bring a korban Torah v'omer. Im ani hu tamei. So then that, if I was the guy who was tamei, then this original korban tuma was mine, the one we brought 30 days ago, and now I'm bringing my korban Torah. So then if that's the case, ze korban tarati, because the original korban Torah was yours. V'im ani hu atohor, korban Torah shili. However, if I am the one who was a Tahar, so then the original Korban Torah was actually mine. The original Korban Tumah, that was actually yours, Korban Tumah Shelcha. Vezeh Korban Taharotcha, and now this Korban that we're bringing now, this now is the Korban Taira, and that way they now are both Mutar Lishtos B'Yayin, the time of the Meitim, and so on and so forth, and we don't have a problem anymore. Says the Gemara, but why does anybody have to have a suffix over here? I don't get it. Isn't this a suffix to Mabrashut Rabim and a suffix to Mabrashut Rabim? It's considered to be Tahor Vandai. So then neither of them should have to bring the carbon. You say, Shnei Nizirim Sha'amar Lahem Ra'iti Achad Mechem Shinitma Ve'en Yodei Ezimechem. So by definition, how many people are here? Three people. Because we got the two Nazirim, and then the third person is saying, I saw one of you. The problem is that three people defines the Rishut HaRabim in terms of the Dinim of Tumah. Because, look, think about this for a minute. Amai, where do we know the famous halacha that a Savak Tumah Rishut HaYachid is considered to be Tumah Vadai, and you treat it without the dinim of Suffolk, which, by the way, Tosfos says, why don't we say that over here? Why don't we say it's Tameh Vada? If it's a Suffolk Tumah Rishut HaYachid, it should be Tameh Vada. So Tosfos says, you don't say something that can't be. I mean, we know that only one of them is Tameh. If one person has a Suffolk, he's Tameh Vada. But we can't say two people are Tameh Vada when we know that one is not Tameh at all. So there the halacha wouldn't apply. But in any event, what's the makor of that halacha? Misota. In other words, we know that a woman who was alone with a stranger, that the husband had warned her against that yichud, that stira. And so the halacha is that she becomes vada yasura for her husband. Why is that? Because the Torah is a mechadesh and a mokam of a suffix under those conditions that it's vada etame. But that's, by definition, only where you have two people. Because masota, boel v'nivelot, I mean, by definition, there's only two people there. The putative boel and the putative nivelot, the man and the woman. Obviously, if there's somebody else there, so then it's not stirat. So afkos afek tumah v'rishut hayachid. So then that defines for us the nature of rishut hayachid in terms of the dinim of safek tumah. Kegon de'ika betre, is only if there are two people there. But in this case, you're telling me in the Mishnah that there's three people there. Because there was a guy who was witnessing what was going on with these two Nazirim, right? So, Abel Hacha, we've got Shnei Nazirim plus Haidekoy Gabehon. You've got this third guy that's standing there. Last I heard, two and one is three. Atlata, if there's three, it becomes a Sefek Tumah Rishut HaRabim. And the din is the cause of Sefek Tumah Rishut HaRabim, Sefeko Tahor. So why in the world are we going through this whole rigmarole about saying that each one has to be Yotzi, a Korban, Tumah, Misafek? There's no problem over here. Why say anything? There shouldn't be an issue, says the Gemara. So, says the Gemara, we'll have to say that what we're talking about over here is Dafka, a case where the guy wasn't there. Omar Rabba Baravuna, Omar Ra'it Tumashin Izurkabinev. I mean, he wasn't present. He was standing, a surveillance helicopter, exactly. He was standing in a different rishus. But he saw, basically, a bird pick up a Kezayat Basim and Amet, fly over these guys and bomb them. Now you saw one of them was hit. But he didn't know which one. He couldn't make it out even. So he saw Ra'iti Tumash in Izr Kabinech. Omer Vashi. By the way, says Rabashi, but the truth is, if you read the Mishnah, it's got to be that. What's the guy saying? He's saying, I saw the Tumah, but I don't know which one. Well, what do you mean you don't know which one? I mean, if you're saying, I forgot, it's the same. I forgot which one. I don't know which one means I never knew which one. Either you were standing there or you weren't standing there. They should have said to the guy, what are you, a nut? What do you mean you don't know which one? But so it must be, therefore, that the case is talking about that he was indeed in a surveillance helicopter. Couldn't make out the details. This he saw, but that means he's in a different rishut. So be'etzim, we have over here a rishut hayachid. Oh. Dekanami diktani ve'eni yodea eze mikem. He doesn't say forgot. He says, I never knew. Eni yodea. Shema mina, that indeed he wasn't in a position to be close enough to make out who it was that was nitma.
Why don't we answer that?
Because we haven't. We're bringing korbanos for no purpose. We have no right to do it. If there's a suffix in this case, that the Torah gave us a chiddush, is not a suffix to be matmer on, so we shouldn't be matmer. It's be'etzem tohar. How that works, how is it derived from seita, and how is the inverse derived, is not clear. There's major discussions of that in specifically in the big Tosfos in Nida and a number of other places. Here Tosfos says that it would be in terms of a Cheskas Torah. In other words, the Torah is saying you only have to worry about it where I don't tell you Keneged a Chazaka, but here we have a Cheskas Torah, then you're paskin always along with the Chazaka. So why are you being Machmer here? But I mean, that's a very, very shitchi, very superficial treatment of the issue. Migalchin. So it says, okay, what do you do at the end of the 30 days? You do the Giluah, and then you do at the end of the next 30 days, both of them have to be Megaleah. What do you mean? But there's a problem. You're not allowed to be Megaleah. The whole point we're trying to do is to avoid Isurim. So you're telling me, because you want to drink wine, so therefore we should allow you to be over an Isur D'oraisa of cutting off your peyot. Why should you be able to cut off your peyot? If you're a vadai nazir tamei the first time, now you're nazir. Okay, so now you're doing the mitzvah. The Torah said cut off your hair. That's the din of every nazir. But in this case, we don't know that you're a nazir. You may have kept these 30 days stumped because you were already yotzi or nazir the first time. Now we're telling you, but go cut your hair again. How can you go cut your hair again? Am I? Dilma lav tamei minun? Maybe each one of these has got to think, hey, maybe I wasn't tamei. I was already yotzi my nazir. And now he's being over in Isidi Raisa. Omar Shmuel, it's talking about Bisha V'Katan. It's talking about over here that the woman is a Nazira. And so we'll see the question about whether a woman can do the Hakafa of a man. But we're not getting to that issue yet. We're talking about a woman who doesn't have an Isra Hakafa. Or it could be talking about a Katan. And the Katan doesn't have an Isra Kafa, but he's old enough to make a Nazirut. Well, we can make a Nazirut on him. He's old enough to make a Nazirut if he's a Mufa Somach Lish, but he's not Chayiv in the Isra Kafa. For this, we're Matim to be Makif, to be Yotzim Mitzad HaSofik. He says, why can't he just say the obvious answer? No? I mean, we know what the obvious answer is. The obvious answer we've discussed many times is, since you're cutting off all your hair at the same time, so you don't have peyot anyway. So you're not over an iser of cutting off your peyot. So why doesn't Shmuel just answer? It's talking about a regular case. We have to say an ish and a katan. Look with the gadol, and all you have to say is hakafat kol harosh, lav shema hakafat. Now, since Shmuel did not say that, midalomukim lahachi, obviously he doesn't hold that. In other words, we can see from here, very interesting halacha, that Kosova Shmuel Hakafat Kalarosh is considered to be Hakafat, you see from here. Because otherwise he would have given the obvious answer and not gone draying around to start talking about it. It's talking about a nezirah or a kata. It's talking kipshuta. Now, marzutra. That it's called akafa. It's also. So marzutra, however, learned this discussion about Shmuel on the next part of the Mishnah, the Sefer. And the Sefer was like this. Masa lo shmaita de Shmuel ha Sefer. Nazir shayata me besafeku muchlat besafeku. That was the Mishnah that we just discussed yesterday. So over here, we didn't discuss what he does about his korbanos. We just discussed how many days it's going to take him to become tamei, to become Torah, legabikotchim, to become ois nazir. So it says over there, le'achar shishim yom, he's able to eat. And what's important for our discussion is the fact that bottom line is he has to be mingaler arba'at tiglachiyot. He's going to go through four different times. He needs to do two tiglachiyot for his tzaraas, his suffix tzaraas. Right? And then he's going to need to do the tiglachiyot for his suffix tuma, his nazirut, and then his vada, his tiglachat, to be yotz his nazirutara. Right? So we just had this yesterday. So Migalev Arbatik Lachiyot, he's going to have to shave his hair four times. Problem is, V'Ka'avid. Now, the Gemara over here is V'Ka'avid Akafa. But Tosis has the Girsa. That V'Ka'avid Hashchata. Because over here, since he has a suffix of Tzara'az, he's going to be doing also the shaving of his beard. And that has to be Batar, as we learned before. So it comes out that he's going to be over in Isser D'Oraisa, and over there, you don't have a possible solution of Hakafat Kol Arosh, because the din of Hashchatat Zakan is not a din in Hakafat, it's a din in Lo Tashchitu, we learn now. So if that's the case, Shmuel wouldn't even have had the option, according to Tosfos Girsa, of answering that we're talking about now, Hakafat Kal Harosh. And it was on that we asked, I v'aka avid hashkatat zakan, to which Shmuel answered, b'isha v'katan, we don't have the problem of hashkatat zakan. So according to which, we never had a Shmuel that was discussing the original case where there was an option of saying that Hakafat Kal Harosh lav shma hakafat. And we wouldn't have been able to be medayek the way we were medayek a moment ago, right? So, Omer Avuna. And now the question is like this. If we're talking about, this already raises some red flags. We're talking about a katan, but how about the makif? If the person who is doing the shaving of the nazir is a gadol, what would be the halacha if the shavi was a katan? How do you say the one who was being barbered. So what's the halacha over there? It says Ravuna makifat akatan is chayev. Because it's the lo takifu. This is lo takufu. Do not have your head be mukaf. Lo takifu. Lo takifu means you do not do the work of cutting the hair, even of a child, if you're a gadol. Which means a makifat akatan is chayev. To which Rav Barava said to Ravuna, so can you explain to me, Mr. Hypocrite, your kids go around without any payas. I've noticed this for quite some time. And in our game of one-upmanship, who the heck cut your kids' payas? Because I thought maybe you had a heter that the person who does the cutting of the payas isn't chayev. Now you're telling me that the person is chayev. Now I got you dead. Who cuts your kids' payas? V'didach man megaleach lo? Ah, says Ravuna, that's not a problem. My wife. Chova, she does that. Oy, says Rada Barava, her kids should drop dead. Tikvarino Chova, he says, some learn that this is just, he's asking as a question, well, you're not afraid. You're going to be over in an Isser, your wife is going to be over in Isser. Because Rada Barava, as we'll see, he holds that if the Isser is on the Makif, so then you'd have to say it would be the same, whether it was an Isher, because then we don't relate the Makif to the Nikaf. We're simply saying, lo takifu. Lo takifu said is a law on all people. So you, a woman, should not be makif. You, man, should not be makif the nikaf was a katan, that's also whatever. What's nafka mean if it's a male or female? So he held it was hypocritical. He says, you're not afraid to have your wife do such thing. Lamaisa, because it's Tosfos says it's kishkoga yoshiotsi mipi ashalit, as the Pasuk Yitzchak says. Because of that, as long as Ravada Bar Ava was alive, none of Ravuna's children survived. Kulo shani to Ravada Bar Ava, lo ikayim lezara le Ravuna, his children didn't make it. Some of the Girsa Davka from Chova. He had other children from other wives, but not from Chova. So, but in any event, there seems over here to be an interesting machlokas, because I mean, apparently they both hold that there's a problem. That's not the issue. The problem, akafat kol arosh, is considered to be akafa, right? So, michti, tarvayu svirlu, akafat kol arosh, ma hakafa. So, what exactly are they arguing about here? Ravuna and Ravada Barav. Well, they're arguing like this. Ravuna Savar, lo takifu pa'at roshchem, v'lo tashchit et pa'at zikanech. Note that the Torah puts these two things together. The Isser of Ashchatat HaZakan together with the Isser of Lotakifu. Now, Koshi Yeshlo Ashchata. So whoever is included in the Isser of Ashchatat Zakan, which is males who have a Zakan, Yeshlo Hakafa have a din of Hakafat HaRosh, but Hanim Nash. Since women are not included in Ashchata, however, Letnu Vashchata, Letnu Nami Vahakafa. So therefore, even though Lamaisa Lo Takifu is an Isra on doing the act of Akafa of someone else, but that is not referring to Nashim, then that's exactly why we have the Hekesh of Ashkata to Hakafa. And therefore, Lishitati, even though I hold there's an Isra on the Makif, but if the Makif is a woman, she's excluded from this whole thing. And therefore, it makes a great deal of sense. I let my wife cut my kids' pants. So therefore, there was no Isra. No, only if your name is Chova, then you're in big, big trouble. Not a good name. You know, nowadays when they darshan the names before the shidduch, they would have excluded this from Dor Yeshorim. So it would be no problem.
Isn't that
Messiah? What's the Dvar Aveira? He's not Chayev, he's a Katan. Right, so on either side, there's no problem. Okay, whereas Rav Ada Bar Ava, he holds that Lamaisa, there is a Hekesh, but it's Echad HaMakif, Echad HaNikaf B'mashma. The Itkish Makif LeNikaf, he holds the Iker point over here is the relationship between the one who's doing the Hakafa to the one who's being Nikaf. So if the Nikaf is Chayev, then the Makif is Chayev. But the Katan, however, who Gufei Lav Baronchinu, so therefore, he's not a baronchi to be mechayev, to be mechayev. So makiv nami lo mechayev. So according to this, so in other words, there's a very logical explanation for the two approaches. Both of them hold hakafat kol arosh shema hakafa. Both of them hold that there's an isra on the makiv just like there's on the nikiv, right? But the question is the derivation. That's the question. If there's a hekesh of hashchasa to the din of pay a tashkasa. So that means that be'ikr, the Torah is defining the involvement of the Isser in the nature of the person himself who would be shayach to this Isser. In which case, the Isha, who is not shayach, it's not a problem. Mashen Kain, the way the Rav Ada Bar Ava is learning, the definition of the comparison is there's a relationship of the din of the makif to the nikif, which means that actually, when somebody cuts someone else's hair, he's being over on the Isser of that other person, not on his own Isser. So therefore, it's irrelevant whether it's an Isha. But the person that you're being makiv would be Aser. So if it's a Katan, it comes out that they're learning opposite things over here. But the opposite things are interrelated. Because Rav Huna, who holds that there's an Isser on the makiv, according to Rav Ada Bar Ava would say, I understand, so what's the problem? But it's a katan who's the nikaf. To which Rav Huna would reply, who cares who the nikaf is? What's important is the makif. The makif is all. Says Rav Ada Bar Ava, what's important is the makif. So then, I don't understand. So you're telling me now that the makif is a gadol. What's not, you know what the sex of the makif is? L'shitasi, If you cut the hair of a cotton, you would be potter. But by the same token, if the woman would cut the hair of a gonol, she would be chayevet. Because she's not acting on her own. The yisra of here would be the yisra of the individual that you're cutting. So, I don't understand how you can have it both ways. You're telling me that it's a din, even if it's a cotton. So then why isn't a nisha chayevet? But lamaisa, obviously, the way each one is learning, the other one's problem is obviated. Right? So according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, the nikav potter, the makiv potter. According to Rav Huna, the nikav potter, makiv could still be chayim. But by the same token, according to Rav Ada Bar Ava, the question of a year of the sex of the one who's being makiv is irrelevant. Whereas according to Rav Huna, since I'm learning out the din is a separate halacha in the makiv, which is uninvolved in the nikav, so then who is the makiv? The makiv has to be someone who's shy up to the yitzur of Baal Tashris. Of the patzikanecha, but Anisha is not included in that, so therefore she doesn't have an iser either of a makiv, even of a gadol. So therefore, everything fits in perfectly well. Classical talking past the other person, right? Each one is taking the assumption that they have about the nature of the iser and can't understand. So what are you talking about? So then, wouldn't it work out like this? Yakiva Dante lived there. Rebbe Eliezer Maim etzem kisora. She'enu metame adam ba'ohel. Another megaleach ha'magao ve'amasao. Really, idam shu metame adam ba'ohel. Enu din she'another megaleach ha'magao ve'amasao. Amar li, ma ze Akiva? Ein danim kan kam mikal v'chomer. U'kishabati v'irtzeti devarim lifnei Rebbe Yoshua. Amar li, look, rationally yofe amarta. Elakein amru halacha. Iboilu. Which is the problem over here? The etzim kisora is the given as halacha. That the Nazir is Megaleach and the Revi'i Dam, Bechlal, because the Nazir should be Megaleach on something that is not Batami Ba'oyal, is a big Kiddush. So therefore it's Halach Lamash Misinai. But the Revi'i is Dam, you want to learn how to Kavachom. Revi'i Dam and Kavachom from data that were given to you as a part of Halacha. O Dilma, Revi'i Dam, the fact that Revi'i Dam would be Mitamei Bechlal, even though Nifashot is Mashma Chatziluk, that's the Chiddush of Halacha Lamash Misinai. You want to apply now an extension to that Chiddush. Etzem Kisora Kavachomer. Ein Danin Kavachomer in Halacha. Tashma Etzem Kisora Halacha. V'Revi Idam Kavachomer. V'Ein Danin Kavachomer mi Halacha. Hadron Halach Kohen Gadol. Shnei Nizirim Sh'amar Lem Echad Raiti Echad Michem Sh'nitma V'Ni Yudei Ez Michem V'Galchim U'Mevim Korban Tuma V'Korban Torah. ואומר, אם אני הוא התמי, קורבן תומה שלי וקורבן תרה שלך. ואם אני הוא התאור, קורבן תרה שלי וקורבן תומה שלך. וסופרים 30 יום, ומביאים קורבן תרה, ואומר, אם אני הוא התמי, קורבן תומה שלי וקורבן תרה שלך. וזה קורבן תאורתי. ואם אני הוא התאור, קורבן תאורה שלי וקורבן תומה שלך. וזה קורבן תאורתך. קטן לי שני נזירים שאמר להם אחד, ראיתי אחד מכם שנתמה. So then, ואני יודע איזה מכם. So why is there any problem then? So it means by definition we're talking about a רשות הרבין. ומאי, כל ספק תומה ברשות היחיד. What's the basis of it? נכי אפילו המסוטה. So then that means the definition of רשות היחיד is also based on סוטה. מה סוטה בועל וניבלת by definition? I mean, anybody else who's there wouldn't be סתירה. אף כל ספק תומה ברשות היחיד כאילו ניגה ביתרי. Where you have Shnei Nazirim plus the third person who is the one that is giving this information, that equals three. It's got to be talking about where he wasn't in the same rishos. And he says, from afar, Om Ravashi could be medayek this from the Mishnah. Dekanami, dektani, ve'ini yodea. Well, if he would have actually seen it originally, he would have said, v'shachakti. So ve'ini yodea means I never knew. Shmami, now that indeed, he was far away. Megalchin u'mevi'in. How could you be megalchin? Amai, dima left me'eminu. V'kavid hakafa. Omar Shmuel, it would have to be talking about an isha or a katan. Look at the gadol and just say hakafat kol harosh. Lav shema hakafat. Now min alo mokem lahachi. Shema min hakasav haShmuel hakafat kol harosh shema hakafat. Marzut v'matan alo shema tata shmuel haSeifa. Namely, לא נזיר שהיה תמי בספק ומוחלט בספק, אוכל בקודשים לאחר 60 יום, ומגלח ארבע תגלחויות. How could you do that? והכאובן, here Tosfos gives is הכאובן השחטת זקן, to which Shmuel replied, באישה וקטן, בנינו חינמי, perhaps, to the question of הקפה, Shmuel wouldn't have said that. Maybe Shmuel would have said, הקפת כל הראש לא שוות. It's not going to help you here, though, for the suffix צרת, which requires all of his hair. אומר רבונה, המקיף את הקטן הרי הוא חייב. אומר לרבד אבר אבל רבונה, if that's the case. I thought that you held that the makif is never the iser. So I figured that's why your kids don't have peyot. But now that you're telling me that the makif is chayav, so who cuts your kids' peyot? V'didach, man megaleach lahon, omar lechova. Oh, takbarino chova levaneah. Or, atanad, you're not chayish, takbarino chova levaneah. Kula shoni d'ravada barava lo'akin lazara l'ravuna. Michte. Tarvayu svir lo hakafat kaloro shema hakafat. So, what am I says the machlokes? What am I forget? Ravuna savar lo takifu pa'at roshchem v'lo tashchit pa'at. Zikanecha is a hekish that kosh yesh lo hashchata, yesh lo hakafa. Vani nashi hova letnu ba'ashchata, letnu nami ba'akafa. Whereas Ravada Barava savar that we're comparing the makif to the nikif. Echad ha-makif, echad ha-nikaf b'mashma. V'itkash makif l'nikaf. So, kol echad ha-nikaf m'chayev, makif nami m'chayev. So over here, the katan, hove hu gufei lav baron, you know, the mechayev. So therefore, the makiv dami lo mechayev, because the chiyev of the makiv is part of the chiddush of the chiyev of the nikaf. But if you put the two together, you're in big trouble. You put the two together, so then you end up with an issue of the mother to be cutting the kid's peyot. And that was what was bothering Rav Ada bar Ava.